Welcome to Talks from the Bible. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. James 1:5. In the face of trial and difficulty, we need to understand why the trial has come, and the response that we must make to the difficulty before us. Jesus would send his disciples forth to preach, and they would meet opposition. We must know how to respond to those who oppose truth. Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. Matthew 10:16. Their weapon against the hostility of the enemy was wisdom. We must understand the ways of the devil. We must know that Satan is our enemy and that we must avoid his schemes. Satan is cunning and deceitful. In our own wisdom, we cannot defeat him. In our own weakness, we cannot defeat him. We must understand the limitations that are before us. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. Ephesians 5:15. The warning in this passage comes in the midst of a discussion of sinfulness and darkness in this world. Our walk in this world must be with great care and caution, because of the many pitfalls in our way. Those in the world live without any thought of God and the damage that can be done because of sin. The people of the world choose to indulge in every earthly pleasure and commit all manner of sin. But those who are the servants of God must walk differently, so that in all manner of life we are pleasing to God. Therefore, we must seek heavenly wisdom. Human wisdom cannot overcome all the schemes that Satan possesses. God bestows his wisdom liberally to those who ask and seek. God does not respond in a harsh and hateful manner, but hears with an open ear and responds with the wisdom that we might be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Ephesians 6:16. Rabshakeh of Assyria sent a letter to King Hezekiah of Judah, telling him that Jerusalem would be given into the hand of the king of Assyria. And Hezekiah received the letter from the hand of the messengers and read it. And Hezekiah went up into the house of the Lord and spread it before the Lord. And Hezekiah prayed unto the Lord. Isaiah 37:14-15. In the face of great danger, Hezekiah sought the wisdom of the Lord. As the Assyrians came, the angel of the Lord went forth and smote in the camp of the Assyrians 185,000. And when they arose early in the morning, behold, they were all dead corpses. Isaiah 37:36. Wisdom is a grace needed to endure trial. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.